This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends that you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to watch us live, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the front page, go to the right side of the page. You'll find 13 articles there as well. Contributing, friends, giving you the information the mainstream media means to omit or censor or suppress in so many different ways as they are guilty of on a 24/7 basis. You can go to the right side of that page and check out YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. It would be great to have you. We love your input, and we love our faithful friends as well. In action, 1 John 3:18. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and join us on YouTube. Join live chat. Now, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, on sonsoflibertymedia.com on February 23rd, 2020, I wrote, "The day that the fake news told the truth, Trump is not prosecuting criminals, he's actually releasing them." This is the truth, friends. The mainstream media picked up on it. They were trying to figure out, and I'm not saying that they, I'm not going to play the fool and suspect that they didn't know what they were doing. They're just doing what they're told to do. That's what useful idiots do. But it's interesting to note that they were bewildered as well that Donald Trump promised to bring back the rule of law into the United States of America, and he called for that special prosecutor when it came to the likes of Hillary Clinton, right? And this is what I'm going to play for you in just a moment concerning some audio from Lou Dobbs interviewing Judicial Watch. Is Mr. Fitton, Tom Fitton, in just a moment here. But it's interesting, friends, that we find that he's released Rod Blagojevich, the governor, right, who was convicted of 18 crimes. He released Eddie D. Bartolo, Jr., who was convicted of felony and bribery case, Michael Milken. Folks, some of these crimes are just so hideous and over the top. For anybody to suggest that they needed to be granted clemency, have to be out of their righteous mind. They're reprobates is what they are. He released Bernie Kerik. He released Ariel Friedler, Paul Pogue, David Savaifin, Angela Stanton, Tanise Nicole Hall. Drugs folks are involved with many of these. Judith Negron was another one who was a part of a Medicare fraud scheme of over $205 million. Now, the Bible does tell us this, friends, in Psalm 12:8, when the wicked walk on every side, the vilest men are exalted. Now, just let me lay this to your candor. Is it true? The wicked walk on every side. We see them everywhere we look today under this administration, when the vilest of men are exalted. Well, then, what does the finger the end of the finger. What is it pointed at concerning the vilest of men that are exalted? Well, you need not look further than the White House, the People's White House. And now to bring into this topic here, friends, that I'm highlighting right now, it's interesting that WND used to be a contributor over there for about 5 years, but WND, WorldNet Daily, reported today that Trump's DOJ is helping Hillary avoid, friends, deposition on email scandal. Now, we knew this from before, and we've seen it through the actions and the inactions of this current administration. But, friends, this is very telling. I want you to listen to this. This is a commentary going back with Lou Dobbs and Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch concerning what's going on here with the Trump administration's Department of Injustice helping Hillary Clinton avoid the deposition on her email scandal. Listen to this.
And Hillary Clinton trying to get out of answering questions about her use of a private email server again. Oh, yes, and she wants to avoid anything to do with the deadly 2012 attack in Benghazi. Attorneys for Clinton and her former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, asking an appellate court to overturn a judge's order granting Judicial Watch's request for their depositions. Let's find out what's really going on. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Tom, great to have you with us. And your thoughts about, are you really not going to be able to question Hillary Clinton after all of this?
Well, I hope not. If we're any other litigant, they'd be pushed out of court pretty darn quickly. She filed what is known as a writ of mandamus, which is, according to the Justice Department, an extraordinary remedy that should only be used in exceptional circumstances of peculiar emergency or public importance. And obviously that doesn't cover Mrs. Clinton having to go under oath about her email misconduct. She says she has an indisputable right not to be questioned under oath. And we've laid out the many issues that are outstanding that the court also wants answered. She's not above the law, and we hope the appellate court quickly dismisses it.
Well, I want to take up, if we can, Judge Royce Lambert's order, in quoting him. There is still more to learn, he said, after saying that this is one of the gravest modern offenses to government transparency. He said, even though many important questions remain unanswered, the Justice Department inexplicably still takes the position the court should close discovery and rule on dispositive motions. The court is especially troubled by this. I'm glad to hear that there is at least a judge somewhere in the judiciary that is troubled by what has transpired here, aren't you?
I am, and you'll notice he's criticizing this Justice Department and this State Department for their cover-up. And Mrs. Clinton in her filings highlights the efforts to cover up and stop discovery by the Justice Department and State Department to justify their seeking protection from having to answer questions. It's not only Mrs. Clinton, but it's her top aide, Ms. Mills, who is responsible for helping destroy half her emails. You know, the problem here is that we've seen the Justice Department and State Department coordinating with Mrs. Clinton and her team on these issues. So, not much difference between this Justice Department and the last Justice Department, certainly.
Did you hear that, friends? Coordinating with the DOJ under Donald Trump concerning Hillary Clinton. She's coordinating with Donald Trump's DOJ in helps and in hopes that Hillary can avoid deposition on her email scandal. I want to add this concerning what WND did. Per their report, they stated, why are the Trump Justice Department and the State Department supporting Hillary Clinton in her appeal to overturn a court order granting government watchdog Judicial Watch the right to question the former Secretary of State under oath about the unsecure private email system she used to transmit classified information? Folks, they're not going to prosecute each other. And I believe at this point, most Americans understand that Donald Trump is a fraud. Folks, we need to wake wake up, read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. Your adventure starts here.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/March print deals for details.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If at any time you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, you can watch us live on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Go to YouTube. Click us on. Join us on live chat. I have lots of friends over there. Faithful friends, by the way. You can also jump over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com and do the same there. Just click onto YouTube and join us on live chat. I wanted to let you know, friends, during the first segment, as a matter of fact, we were just talking about how WorldNet Daily just reported that Trump's DOJ is helping Hillary avoid her depositions on email scandal. It's interesting to note that WorldNet Daily has been a cheerleader for Donald Trump since day one. I just shared this with you a couple days ago, as a matter of fact, yesterday, how Alex Jones himself is on the same network. As a matter of fact, me and him are contending for first and second place 24/7 on GCN Live. Thank you for that, 119 radio stations. We appreciate that. But I just shared with you yesterday that Alex Jones, who's been a cheerleader for Donald Trump since day one, now is threatening Donald Trump's administration with a lawsuit if he declares martial law. I just wanted to share that with you. It's interesting how people are slowly awakening to what we have always stood by since day one. He's a fraud, is what he is. The guy doesn't know how to tell the truth. John 8:44, there is no truth in him. His administration is encompassed with the baser sort. Read 1 Kings 13:33. Jeroboam, who refused to turn from his sin, appointed what? priests of the baser sort. Why? Because it can control scoundrels, that's why. And that's exactly what you see around this administration. Propping themselves up under false pretenses that they're the good guys and they're there for us. No, they're not. They're undermining, Donald Trump is undermining his support base. He's undermining his support base. The very thing that his support base were afraid that what you have been led to believe the left would do to them, Donald Trump is in fact, along with his administration, doing to you. If people would judge him by his fruit, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. But the problem is we have too many self-proclaimed conservatives, yesterday's liberals, and professed Christians. They're counterfeits, friends, and it's a lack of Christianity. Don't forget that. That are just going along and drinking the whole glass of Kool-Aid as it's spoon-fed to them. And we're seeing that today in the United States of America. This is unprecedented what's taking place here. The absolute ignorance of the sheeple in this country is astounding, to say the least. Let's go to the next topic here. I want you to listen to this. This is some more audio. While everybody's being freaked out, and you just heard the president just during the last break there talk about how they're going to bring in two ships, right? The Red Cross ships. And then he named them. What were they? Mercy, Compassion, I think. It's interesting how he's keeping this all hyped up. But yet when you talk to someone on his advisory board, his coronavirus task force, when grilled by a Republican senator, okay, the good guy, that's what we've been led to believe, right? But he's being questioned here, the head of the DHS, who's appointed by Donald Trump to support us, when he was asked about the coronavirus. Well, here, let me say this. Why don't you go ahead and decide and listen for yourself to the absolute confusion around this individual that couldn't give a forthright answer concerning the questions that were laid to him. Listen carefully.
The American people, Senator, deserve some straight answers on the coronavirus. And Senator, I'm not getting them from you.
This is Trump's official. Okay.
For the DHS. How many cases of coronavirus do we have right now in the United States?
Well, we have 14 cases plus an additional, I believe it's 20 or 30 semi cases that we have repatriated back into the U.S. from a number of cruise ships.
And how many are you anticipating?
Again, we're working with HHS to determine that.
How many are you anticipating?
We do anticipate the number will grow. I don't have an exact figure for you, though.
Do you have an estimate? Is someone modeling that? Do you have any way of guessing?
Again, HHS, through their medical professionals.
Well, yes, sir, but you're head of Homeland Security.
Yes, sir.
And your job is to keep us safe.
Yes, sir.
Do you know today how many the experts are predicting?
We only know that, again, we anticipate those numbers to grow in the U.S. That's why we're making sure that our operations,
you don't know, friends,
our airports, land ports, and elsewhere are flexible.
But you can't tell us how many your models are anticipating.
No, Senator. Again, I would defer you to the
look at the hysteria, the hype.
Don't you think you ought to check on that?
Yeah, pandemonium that the media is creating.
Absolutely.
And he can't
again,
even give answers, friends.
Members that are working this on every day.
I'm all for committees and tasks.
So we're coordinating with them to make sure that our operation.
You're the secretary. I think you ought to know that answer.
I understand that.
How is the coronavirus transmitted?
Through a variety of ways. Obviously, human to human, we've seen that. And again, we're making sure that those procedures, as they come into the U.S., are medically screened so that we can identify those.
How is it transmitted?
A variety of different ways, Senator.
Tell me what they are, folks.
Again, human to human is what we've primarily
human
seen.
Human to human, how?
Being in the same vicinity, physical contact is usually what we've seen from the medical cases that we've seen here in the U.S. We've had several, I think two to three human-to-human cases that have showed up here in the U.S. So it's those that are closest to those individuals that have that human contact.
What's the mortality rate so far nationwide?
I believe it's
worldwide.
Worldwide, I believe it's under 2%.
How much under 2%?
I'll get you an exact
2%
figure.
Of what?
I'll check with CDC on their monitoring the worldwide mortality rate, and I can get that for you.
But you don't know the mortality rate today.
It changes daily, Senator.
Well, I understand that. Given what's the average since we discovered the virus?
Again, it's under 2%. It was as high as 3. Numbers were recalculated based on reporting
from
China.
Is it between 1.5 and 2?
It's between 1.5% and 2%.
Okay. What's the mortality rate for influenza over the last, say, 10 years in America?
It's also right around that percentage as well. I don't have that offhand, but it's
sure
right around 2% as well.
You sure of that?
It's a little bit. Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is Donald Trump's official. He's supposed to keep America safe. He can't even answer the questions.
To my knowledge, we do. I'm focused on making sure that our operators at DHS make sure that they have the protective equipment. I know HHS, as part of the supplemental, I
well, we
can't make this up,
Prince. That we don't.
Testimony can you pause that for a moment? Hey, folks, this is Donald Trump's official. Okay, he's the one appointed to keep America safe. He's being grilled right now, as they call it, by a senator asking specific questions concerning the coronavirus. He can't answer the question. He can't give a specificity. But if you pay attention to what the media is doing, they're pushing all this hysteria, all this fear on the American people, when the official appointed by Donald Trump and his task force on the coronavirus, he can't even tell you the answers to the questions. And yet they're telling the American people, again, that don't believe the media, that are drinking the whole glass of Kool-Aid concerning the coronavirus, they can't even give you the answers, and yet you people believe what they don't even know. How does that work? Do you not understand that governments, especially dictatorial and totalitarian governments, do you not understand they always use the media to predicate everything upon a lie so they can continuously wield more control over the people and the subjects that they so choose to rule over and have as their subjects? This, again, is Donald Trump's top official. When he's being asked about the coronavirus, he cannot give the answers. You should watch the video here, friends. This is insanity. And yet Americans, for those that are drinking the Kool-Aid, they're acting, and keep in mind, the only ones freaking out right now are the ones that are sitting in front of the television while the media continuously pours it on, more fear, inundating the American people with more fear so they can succumb to the consequences that they themselves have created. They cannot even give you the answers. But yet they shut everything down. They've shut down stores, and they've shut down liquor stores, and they've shut down restaurants. I don't know where they got that constitutional authority from, do you? Because I can't find it. But yet the American people, the American sheeple, are just going right along with everything that they can't even give you answers to. Listen to the rest of this. This is insanity, Americans.
Okay.
Do we have enough respirators or not?
For patients, I don't understand the question.
For everybody, every American who needs one who gets the disease.
Again, I would refer you to HHS on
that.
You
can't answer.
My budget supports.
You're supposed to keep us safe.
My budget supports the men and women
you're
of the Department
Secretary
of Homeland Security.
You're the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Yes, sir.
And you can't tell me if we have enough respirators.
We
have enough face masks?
We, for the Department of Homeland Security, we do.
Okay,
folks, I'm going to play some more of this on the other side of this. Just for the record, go ahead and fade that out, Judah. But I want you to understand something, friends. This isn't about the safety and the care and a concern for the American people. This is about another tactic that's being used to garner more control over the American people. We're going to come right back in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Americans living in federally funded housing who are affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April.
The president also says the U.S.-Canadian border will be temporarily closed to all non-essential traffic.
No tipping point. It's just that we want to isolate from the standpoint we don't want people coming into contact, because that's the way we're going to win this war. That is so important.
The president stressed that trade will not be affected and that this will last 30 days. The earthquake that struck the Salt Lake Valley has affected Utah's response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Utah Department of Health says it is assessing the damage done to the state lab where doctors have tested patients for COVID-19. The 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck earlier today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wow, this is insanity what's going on here, is it not, friends? I'm going to get back to this audio in just a moment of this Republican senator grilling the official top DHS director over there that Donald Trump has appointed. And it's interesting how the mainstream media is constantly propagating the American people with the useful idiots and pushing fear. And what they're doing is they're pushing the fear because they want to bring about the answers that they want you to cry out for. Okay, this is what this fear is about. But again, the Bible tells us too, and I'm talking to the wicked right now, those that know to do right and do it not. Proverbs 28 verse 1 says, the wicked flee when none pursueth. It's interesting how people that have the mind of Christ, they have the heart of God, they have the Holy Ghost, how they're at ease concerning what's going on here. They're not moved either one way or the other concerning what's going on. As a matter of fact, the faith in them that's given unto them by Christ, Hebrews 12 2, they're in a sense almost laughing at what's going on and trying to figure out how there's so many people in this country that claim to be the Lord's, yet they act like they're the devils. And that's exactly who they are, friends. They're born of the devil, and they act just like him. And rest assured, that's where they're at. It's a sign of judgment. I just read the book of Amos just a couple days ago, 2 days ago. If you read the first four chapters, you'll see the Lord says, I'm going to do this to you because of this. And by the way, for the record, just so you know, this included the kings. This included the princes. This included the palaces. They're not exempt from justice, friends. Okay, they may on this earth think that they're above God's law, but they are not, and the Lord's going to make sure that they understand that they are not. Okay? They're shooting holes in the base of the ship that we're all on. They think for some reason or another they're not going to sink with the ship. Hey, folks, it's not true. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment, right? Well, guess what? They can have all the money in the world, but we got to understand what Scripture tells us. It tells us that riches profit not in the day of wrath. And guess what? They're all going. We're all going. And my objective here is to get the American people to reform, not to revolt, but to resist the acts and the tyrants that are in play today, for the very purpose that we might lead our country back to the direction it should be led to, and that's going back to the old past found in Jeremiah 6:16. Okay, but keep in mind the people said that they wouldn't. They're entertained by all of this somehow or another. But going back to the book of Amos 1-4, he gets into great specificity. 5 and 6, he tells us what we can do. And then 7, 8, and 9, he says, you know what? It's too late. The plumb line's been dropped. Judgment's coming, and I'm not passing by this plumb line anymore. In other words, when the Lord said something, he's shown mercy to a nation for so long. When that plumb line's dropped, he says at that point, you know what? It's all over with. Prepare to meet your God. I believe in many cases are to this point right now. The American people have refused the Lord's chastisements. Now they're reaping the judgments. They're refusing to look at his judgments, to go back unto him in repentance. Acts 20, verse 21. Also Matthew 3, 2, not in that order. And what he's going to do is he's going to bring judgment 7 times harder. And it's going to get to the point, friends, where there's going to be no point of return concerning those that continuously dare the justice of God. And who are those that are daring the justice of God? Those that are just going along to get along. Okay? The American people are as much of accomplice to those in Washington, D.C. and in the pulpits of America concerning their crimes against God and man for allowing them to do the things that they are doing. They are accomplices to the crime. And let me tell you what strengthens these people, friends, the American people's silence. And I'll tell you what, we went to the grocery store this morning concerning the topic of the coronavirus and what we were just playing concerning the audio. And it was interesting. You could see loud and clear. I said see, not hear. You could see loud and clear what the American people believe. They can profess one thing all day long. They can call themselves whatever they want. But I'll tell you what I've seen. What I've seen them doing doesn't... I don't see a thing to do with godliness in any one of them. The media plays the music. The people, the sheeple, do the dance. The media plays the music. The people and sheeple do the dance. It's exactly what they were doing today. They were doing the dance. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about much of the same thing concerning the coronavirus, and we were talking about all of the things that are being shut down. Hey, friends, I'm curious. You know what? There's a guy out in Nashville. I think he's kind of a dirtbag myself. He's an immoral human being. But Kid Rock told the mayor, when the mayor came in and said, you guys need to shut down your restaurants, Kid Rock turned around and said, I'm not shutting down my restaurant. And furthermore, he goes on in understanding the U.S. Constitution and says back to the mayor, where did you derive that just authority to go ahead and implement something that you have no constitutional authority or delegation given unto you by we the people? How is it that you're going to shut down my business? He said, you don't have any constitutional authority to do so. So for all those companies and businesses across the country that are shutting down because the government said so, can I ask you, why are they shutting your businesses down? Because it's surely not about the coronavirus. We just got done listening to the task force that Donald Trump had set up concerning the official that leads up that organization that's to protect the American people. He couldn't answer any of the questions. Well, then you need to ask the question, why all the hysteria? Because they want more control. They want to corral you to the answers. Folks, who created the crisis? They'll bring about the answer to show you who profits. And once you see who profits from all of this, you can see who created the crisis. What's happening? Just exactly the way I said it was going to go down. Why? How do you know that? Because history shows us that there's nothing new under the sun. Read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, okay? With that, we had a live chat friend who threw in an awesome seed. It was just great what he threw in there. He said, it's interesting how everything shut down. He said, but Planned Parenthoods are open. That's right. The government agencies that are garnering more control over the American people, they're open today, aren't they? those that are killing off innocent babies, they're open today, aren't they? But they're telling you to shut down your businesses. Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to do my own due diligence and find out firsthand. So what I did is I called Planned Parenthood yesterday. I went online and I found exactly where they're at in the state of Minnesota. And as I seen it, I called the number right away and I said, are you guys open today? And the lady said, well, sure, of course. As if to suggest she didn't even know what's going on in the United States of America. I mean, she just seemed dumbfounded by me asking the question, are you guys open today? In all sincerity, as if she didn't know what's going on out there as to what the media is trying to prop up and predicate right now on their lies and propaganda, right? And she goes on, would you like to set up an appointment? I said, no. And then she said, well, what clinic were you talking about? I said, the one in South Minneapolis. I said, is that open tomorrow? Oh, she said, well, of course it's open tomorrow. Just like that. So the bad people seem to have an in on what's going on, while all the good people, the sheeple, the ones that are easily controlled, they're just all caught up in this hysteria. Hey, friends, everything is shut down concerning how we make our living, but the likes of Planned Parenthood and these agencies that are garnering more control in the military, they're getting paid today? Hello? And furthermore, this is the church's business, but keep in mind, the government came in and the CDC suggested 50 people or more. No, don't conglomerate. Don't congregate. Really? Like I said yesterday and like I said the day before, this president and this administration, they can go buy a kite and they can go fly it. This is ridiculous as to what's going on here, friends. Did you see Ron Paul speaking of the coronavirus? I'm going to finish this audio before the end of the show. But did you see Ron Paul's article? Who would know better than an insider? We have friends there, by the way. He called his article the coronavirus hoax. This is what Ron Paul said. He wrote it on 3/17/2020. He said, governments love crises. Who's promoting this? Who's feeling this more than the politicians and the media and Donald Trump? Nobody is. Governments love crisis because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. That's exactly right. That is always the promise. The government's going to take care of you. This is how you set up dictatorships. This is how you set up more control for the state. And that is an evolutionary view of government. We are birthed as a Christian nation, friends. The state works for us. We don't work for the state. Period. Ron Paul said governments love crises because when the people are fearful, they are more willing to give up freedoms. What's happening today? More willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. You know what's interesting about this? We have Judas in the White House today and yesterday talking about how he's going to cut some checks to the American people and small businesses across the United States of America. I got a question for all you smarty pants out there. I'm just kind of curious. Where did that money come from? Did it come out of Donald Trump's bank account, or did it come out of ours? I'm just curious. Did it come out of his bank account, or did it come out of ours? Oh, and by the way, might I add this, over the last 3 years, this president, who doesn't get a salary, that was one of his pitch points to become the president of the United States of America, not to receive the $400,000 every year granted to the president of the United States as an income. A compensation. Almost every other day, I'm getting some sort of fleece from him and Mike Pence to raise more money for the second run. He has raised millions, hundreds of millions of dollars off the American people. He didn't use his own money campaigning, friends. He's using your money to do it. When are the American people going to wake up as to what's going on here in this country? That's our money. This isn't a socialist nation, friends. The president comes up and plays the Judas and tries to kiss the American people after he tells them to shut down their businesses. You know how many companies aren't going to reopen because of this, friends? A lot of them. and he wants to come in and offer his little 2 pence and say, by the way, our 2 pence back onto us with $1,000 or $2,000 in hopes that that's going to appease us and the American people can sit back and put their approbation, their hand of approval on him? Hey, folks, who caused the crisis?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just going back and forth with my live chat friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friend. How are you?
Yeah. I find it interesting, this whole deal, how they're all going to be handing out all this money. So they shut down production, and they say, well, that's fine. We'll just give you some money. Now, if you remember, I wrote an article explaining this kind of behavior a few years ago where I pointed out that if they print money, it isn't like you get to eat it like lettuce. I mean, if there's nothing to buy, there's the money does you no good. And so if they sit there and shut down all this production like they're doing right now, there's anything to eat. You know, what are you going to buy off of that store shelf if it's empty?
Well, the president's coming in and saying, hey, I'm going to take some more of your money and I'm going to give it back to you. But most people don't realize that you're the one actually paying for taxes. But he's, again, then appealing to those that have not to take away from those that do have. They don't know the difference. So they think that government is the source of everything. And that's where they're mistaken. But he's coming in playing the hero, the problem solver, by saying, you know what? I'm going to immediately hand off $1,000 to $2,000 to individuals that apply to their income rates, and also small businesses so they don't go under. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break.
Well, if you stood in the grocery store and you needed to buy a pack of hamburgers, and the guy next to you said to the store guy, I'll give you a promise to pay you $1 million, but I won't tell you what I'm going to, you know, when I'll promise to pay you that. I'll just promise to pay you $1 million, and then you actually have cash in hand. You know what it's like to compete with the government, because all this deficit spending is our government constantly debting everything and promising to pay for everything, and they never will. But yet those of us producing for society, actually giving legitimate things, have to compete with the guys that are never going to pay a thing. So they sit in St. Paul, they do worthless things, they cause trouble, and their promise to pay in the future is getting them to, they get to compete with us for legitimate things. And all this everybody freaking out and getting scared is doing is making it so they can inflate the currency. This is no different than TARP 1, TARP 2, quantitative easing. Now they call it modern monetary policy. It's all that. Nobody would have fell for it if they weren't screaming
coronavirus.
It's just a distraction. You know,
for example,
the flu. Look at
Steve,
that. I mean, you
yeah,
and
hey,
me,
Steve,
we've
I got to make this.
Time.
Yeah, I got to make this quick, Steve, because I got to finish this up.
Sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate your phone call, but I got your point, and I totally appreciate it. And again, you called me right at the end of the show, and I appreciate it. But for the sake of getting off what you want to get off, I'll give you the last word here.
Okay, well, I was just going to say that there's so many people that get the flu and never go to the doctor. The flu numbers aren't legit. You know, you
That's
add
right.
in the number of people that get sick all the time that don't go to the doctor, and it drops it like a rock, the number.
That's right. Well, yeah, and you're an EMT. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
a
few people eat up all the resources.
That's right. That's exactly right. I appreciate it. Thank you for your phone call. Friends, again, for the sake of time, I'm not trying to be rude in any sense of the word. I want to get back to this audio, but I want to finish off sharing with you as to Ron Paul coming to the American people and saying this coronavirus is a total hoax. He's talking about how these crises are created, and it's about bringing the fearful to give up more of their freedoms for the promise that the government will take care of them. Friends, that's just not the history of America or this government. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. That's right. It took us just a short time, friends, to find out that there was wars that were being waged against smaller countries that were not submitting to the New World Order. We've seen that. We heard that from Wesley Clark. We've seen how much money they made off the war, and I'm talking about Cheney and the Bushes, $34.5 billion. The list goes on. The agency have been created to what? War against we the people. When Barack Hussein Obama got into office, the DHS that was created, the TSA that was created, what did he do? He stacked them with the Muslim Brotherhood. This is German history, friends, because this is exactly what Hitler did. He used the Muslims as mercenaries to do his killing for him. We're seeing this verbatim, almost identically across the boards concerning what's taking place in America. But again, what did the government do after September 11th? Well, they shut down all investigations concerning that it was an inside job, but what they did do, friends, is create agencies to continuously war against the American people, even going so far as to define the American people as domestic terrorists. There's 72 different definitions. Ron Paul also said it's ironic to see the same unconstitutional Democratic Party, I'm adding unconstitutional, who tried to impeach President Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. You heard me right, less than 100 Americans. And this is important for you to understand, too. Nancy Pelosi sold this to you as testing for coronaviruses for the good and the care of the American people. It's our job to protect the American people. Did you know, friends, she tried to actually add pork to that bill concerning funding to Planned Parenthood? You see how this game is played? Folks, I've had it. I've had it with these people. They're criminal. It is exactly what they are. They're criminals, man. And I'm tired of it. And I know the American people are tired of it, too. But until this stops, this is going to go on again. We're going to have another one next week, next month, next year. It's going to go on and on and on. Are we paying attention to what the Lord is trying to get? He's trying to get our attention to understand that it's the church's job, it's the American people's job to enforce the laws that these people fail to do. Because if not, they are making a killing literally off the American people and their stupidities. Read Hosea 4:6. Declaring a state of pandemonium, an emergency on Friday, Ron Paul said, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus that his top aide can't even defend. He can't even answer the questions, friends. Listen, Ron Paul said President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus as political rights stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile. Does this sound a little German? Does this sound like German history being replayed out, friends, in real time? Absolutely it is. The agenda goes forward. And what's it about? Stripping the American people of their God-given rights. And you know what? If you're not going to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, then you deserve what you get. Freedom is not given unto us to do what we ought to do, friends. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And too many men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America that so many people are unwilling to emulate concerning their example and stand up, resist, and fight off what's going on in this country. What, it's good enough for them to fight, bleed, and die in third world countries unconstitutionally in most cases, but I still stand behind our military. The fact of the matter is, friends, they died while you are being desensitized and conditioned to submit to the very people that are doing it in office in the United States of America. Shame on you. And that's a fact. If you're not going to stand up and fight the same way others have fought that have gone before us, then you're not worthy of the freedom that you have today. And it's the same thing, first and foremost, in the spiritual. I think of Christ dying on Calvary, for Christ hath also suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. He bled Calvary unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, Revelations 1:25. Are we not to stand up against what we see? Hey, folks, let me remind you, in ending here, concerning this segment, keep in mind, our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin, all said the same exact thing a different way. They coined the same thing. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. When does that come into play, Christians? Play the rest of that audio. I'm going to let this go ahead and play out during the end of the show. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Go for it.
Do we have enough respirators?
To my knowledge, we do. I'm focused on making sure that our operators at DHS make sure that they have the protective equipment. I know HHS, as part of the supplemental.
We just heard testimony that we don't.
Testimony from?
In a briefing.
Okay.
Do we have enough respirators or not?
For patients? I don't understand the question.
For everybody, every American who needs one who gets the disease.
Again, I would refer you to HHS on that.
Hey, folks,
my budget supports.
This is Trump's top official who seems to know absolutely nothing about the coronavirus that they are pushing on the American people.
Do we have enough face masks?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.